Staying on the medical theme, but moving to a different illness, we're talking about depression, which is nowadays often treated with drugs. But sometimes the effects of treatment can take many weeks to really work through and be effective. So there's an urgent need to find drugs that do act more quickly. Scientists are now turning to a drug called ketamine. Now, you may have heard of this in slightly different context. It's a drug that's usually used as an anaesthetic by vets, and it's quite notorious for being abused by clubbers, as it causes hallucinations and other slightly weird effects.
This is Special K, isn't it?
This is, yes, its street name, you're very street there, Chris, is Special K. But previous clinical trials have found that ketamine can actually work to relieve depression, and that works within hours. But there's actually, obviously, significant side effects.
You're too asleep to notice that you are depressed.
And you might be hallucinating and all sorts of things. So there's quite a lot of issues with using this drug as a regular treatment. But researchers in the US have actually discovered how ketamine exerts its effects on the brain of depressed patients, and that could point towards newer drugs with fewer dodgy side effects in the future. Now, ketamine acts on proteins in the brain called NMDA receptors, and it blocks their action. Now, Sungho Meng and his team have found that the drug's speedy antidepressant effects are actually due to the activity of another receptor, and that's the AMPA receptor. So now that we know that the biological targets of ketamine are these two receptors, and now particularly the AMPA receptor, it's possible to start designing new drugs to target them effectively, but hopefully without seeing pink elephants along the way.
Any clues as to how long they think it'll take to find something that could do that?
Well, this is still quite early biological study, so you have to go through all the drug development process, but at least now we have a good target, and there are some drugs that may be able to work on those AMPA receptors.
No idea why it works so much more quickly than other antidepressants.
Well, it's because it's working with these two receptors together, the NMDA receptors and the AMPA receptors, and that's what makes it so quick. So if we can find drugs that mimic that quick effect, but without the weird side effects, then that would be very effective.